Catholic League Blasts Meathead Rob Reiner for Religiophobia. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 11, 2024. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has slammed Hollywood director/actor Rob Reiner for his bigoted attack on U.S. Christians. Last month, Reiner released a film titled God and Country about an alleged threat to American democracy posed by so-called Christian nationalists, Dr. Donahue notes. The Meathead, Reiner's nickname on the 1970s TV series All in the Family, would have the audience believe that we are on the verge of a theocratic takeover. Donahue writes, though few outside of Hollywood and other secular subcultures pay any attention to this fable. The film is based on the work of Catherine Stewart, who harbors a deep phobia about Christianity. Donahue adds, but more than anything it demonstrates the pervasiveness of religiophobia in Hollywood. The move drew rave reviews from the likes of The Hollywood Reporter, which warned that Christian nationalism bears an unfortunate similarity to the rise of Nazi Germany. Reiner's film delivers a bracing primer on the rise of this political movement that should thoroughly scare the large majority of American adults who don't embrace it, the newspaper declared. According to Reiner, Christian nationalism is out to make us a Christian nation. Donahue writes, adding that the founders rejected the establishment of a Christian nation, but recognized the founding of a Christian-inspired nation, which is a big difference. Fortunately, God and Country has bombed at the box office, Donahue observes, and took in a mere $38,415 in its first four-day weekend, playing in 85 theaters. As Breitbart News has reported, scaremongering over a fabricated Christian nationalist uprising has not been limited to Hollywood bigots with an anti-Christian chip on their shoulder. Politico's national investigative correspondent, Heidi Perzabilla, recently warned that Christian nationalists are dangerous because they think human rights come from God rather than government. In an appearance on MSNBC's All In, Perzabilla said that Christian nationalists have a lot of power in Trump's circle. The one thing that unites all Christian nationalists, she continued, is the belief that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come to the Supreme Court. They come from God. In response, Catholic Bishop Robert Barron of the Diocese of Winona-Rochester noted that it was Thomas Jefferson, and not Christian nationalist weirdos, who famously wrote that human beings are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Follow it, William Strom.